Welcome to Motivational Monday. This is Fed Razak, Senior Trading Strategist here at CM Trading. Today, I want to discuss a thing that happened to me this past week that brought me out of my comfort zone to my growth zone and brought me back almost 15 years ago. But before we start, make sure to like, subscribe, and do share, especially if you find value in this presentation. Now, I do want to take this moment to ask you to please share with friends and family in order to help our channel grow. All right, so in two completely separate occasions this past week, something had to do at work and something had to do in my personal life, where I was brought to a situation where I was forced to move out of my comfort zone. Now, many a time, okay, when we do move forward in life, okay, we go from here to, let's say, here, a little bit higher, and as we go up the rung, we move from our comfort zones, okay? We move from one comfort zone to the next comfort zone without us even knowing it. And it does happen. It happens to the best of us, okay? And it happened to me this past week on two separate occasions, and I was really stressed and anxious about it. And I've gone through adversities in life, and I couldn't figure out what was going on in my life that I was just so, you know, stressed out about. I even lost sleep about it, believe it or not. And, you know, sometimes when we go through that comfort zone, we have tremendous adversity to get out of it, okay? Because we're comfortable, because we have some sort of a kind of a cage that we put ourselves in, because now we've limited ourselves. But if we're willing to look at it in a completely different perspective and look at it instead of, oh no, as to, oh yes, I have an opportunity for growth, we could really make the transition much faster, okay? So right in front of me, right here, is a wheel that you could download online. It's called Going from the Comfort Zone to Your Growth Zone. And it's really very interesting because we get into this circle, okay? That circle is smaller, okay? That's our comfort zone. That's where we feel safe and we feel like we're in control. That's why we like it so much, because we feel like we're in control. And then we're pushed to be the next, in order to get to the growth zones, you got to go through it, you know, one by one. And the next thing is really pushing yourself out of that comfort zone. And our initial reaction is fear. Will I fail? Will I succeed? Do I have what it takes to succeed in it? Do I have the confidence? Okay. And we'll find all kinds of excuses to revert back to our comfort zone. And then once we've accepted it, that we have to push ourselves forward, no matter what it is, we get into the learning zone. And that's when we learn how to deal with the challenge. And we come up with different creative ideas of how to come up to the solution of those challenges. And that brings us into the growth zone. And that's really the euphoric area that we want to be. And the reason is because it expands our limitations. It expands ourselves into areas we didn't think that we were able to do. But this is the kunst, you know, this is really the most important part. Had we not been forced to move out of our comfort zone, we wouldn't have gotten to that growth zone. So sometimes, we've said this before, where adversity is opportunity, but when our initial reaction is that fear and it closes us down and it disempowers us, or we get disconnected or disassociated, right? That's our initial pattern that we've learned from earlier in life, whether it's in our childhood or our teenagers, whatever it is, and that's our go-to. But we can transverse that if we focus on the growth zone, if we focus on setting up those new goals, on setting up those dreams, on setting up that purpose of why you're doing the thing that you're doing. And if you answer those things, you go from the comfort zone to the growth zone much faster. Okay, so in real life, this was something that happened this past week where I was forced to do something at work, where I wasn't so sure of myself to do it. And I found myself, you know, getting back into like stressed whether or not I can do it. And then I moved myself on from the comfort zone to that growth zone and really accepting it much faster. So it was something about myself where I had to really look at myself honestly in the mirror and say, here, I do these Motivational Mondays, I do Technical Tuesdays, I do all this kind of stuff online. Well, what about here? What's going on in here? And I had to really be very honest with myself and to really face my fears about those challenges that I was forced to, because then I wouldn't have moved myself to the growth zone. And I hear it. I completely accepted it. And I met that call in order to move forward. Now, there are lots of things that happen in life, okay, that moves us from our comfort zone to our growth zone. But the most important thing is to be around people. And we've mentioned this before last week where we discussed having a community that pushes you up further. If you're surrounded with people that are actually living on a higher plane, then you're pushing yourself. If you're living in a certain neighborhood and there's a certain standard in that neighborhood, believe you me, it affects you, right? If you have an average of your three friends, if you're an average of your three friends, it affects you. But once you change those friends to someone with a little bit more skills or someone that's a little bit more self-oriented and self-growth-oriented, that's the word I was looking for, then you could push yourself into much higher planes. And that is a calling. Whether it's in relationships or in the office, whatever it is, it pushes you up one rim higher. So getting from your comfort zone to your growth zone through the fear zone and the learning zone is very fulfilling. Thank you for joining me for this Motivational Mondays. We'll see you next week.